Here's today's In Touch reflection, staying close to God.
Today's reflection is based on two passages of Scripture. First, while we encourage you to read the entire 40th chapter of Isaiah, we will read verse 11 and verses 25 through 31. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm he will gather the lambs and carry them in the fold of his robe. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Verse 25. To whom then will you compare me, that I would be his equal, says the Holy One? Raise your eyes on high and see who has created these stars. The one who brings out their multitude by number, he calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, Jacob, and you assert, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives strength to the weary, and to the one who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Our second passage begins in verse 7 of Psalm 139. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take up the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will take hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, and the light around me will be night, even darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you.
A devastating event can certainly strain how those of us who are believers see our relationship with God. But sometimes it's the everyday grind and goings-on, the mundane things that most distract us. Yet there's no need to spiral into shame about the struggle to remain aware of Him and present with Him. In fact, it's often in the stuff of daily life that we best learn how to maintain a rich connection with the Lord. And when nothing else is helping, we have the gift of His creation to lead our hearts home. Remember that there's nothing wrong with struggling to stay focused. We all go through days, weeks, or seasons where connecting feels a little harder. Instead of concentrating on our frustrations and failures, we can choose instead to nurture gratitude in our heart. Connecting with God's Word daily positions us to hear from Him. And let's be watchful for the many opportunities our loving Heavenly Father provides for us to practice knowing Him better. Think about it. Isaiah 40, verse 11 says, like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arms, he will gather the lambs and carry them in the fold of his robe. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. What do you enjoy about this description of God?